Researchers from Western Sydney University and the University of Melbourne have found that Indigenous Australians who identify as having a disability are 1.6 times more likely to report incidents of racial discrimination and vilification. That's just one of the findings from a report published by the Australian Social Policy Association. It also reveals that between 2014 and 2015, 42% of disabled Indigenous people faced greater social inequality when trying to access essential services such as healthcare, education and employment compared to those who weren't diagnosed with a disability. Dr. Scott Avery is one of the report's lead authors. He's a senior lecturer in social work and community welfare at Western Sydney University's School of Social Sciences. He outlines his findings in more detail with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
What the paper showed and was seen in the statistical data, as well as the people's stories, if you're an Aboriginal person and you have disability, your exposure to racism is greater than if you're an Aboriginal person without disability. So disability is a factor in the kind of discrimination that you get and the frequency of discrimination that you come across. And just to build on that and extend on that, what happens is the frequency is such that Aboriginal people with disability avoid situations where they might be discriminated against. And that ultimately affects whether they're accessing services that are important in their health and wellbeing.
Which situations do you think that Indigenous people with disabilities may want to avoid or prevent themselves from being exposed to incidents of racism or ableism?
Aboriginal people with disability get both of those, racism and ableism. And in some of the research that I did, where I actually spoke to Aboriginal people with disability about their experiences, it was quite broad. It was people wanting to avoid catching public transport because Aboriginal people with a cognitive impairment, people would just assume that they were intoxicated. People were avoiding going to shopping centres. We also saw that, for example, in the school setting, people might not be willing to disclose that they had a disability for fear of being isolated either by their teacher or by their friends. We saw this, you know, it's an issue particularly for young people where they might not identify as having a disability for being picked on. And even it goes as far as trying to get a job. So one example I came across from an Aboriginal man who has a vision impairment. And whenever he sees the words, must have a driver's license, he doesn't apply for those jobs, even though it's not relevant for the job that he's going for, because he said, that's an excuse that they can discriminate against me because I have a vision impairment and I don't have a license. So what you're finding, it is right across the spectrum. Almost every indicator that we looked at, there was this what is called intersectional discrimination, where racism combines with ableism to amplify the experience of discrimination that a person might encounter.
What do you think that Indigenous Australians with disabilities can go about informing or even educating these institutions and service providers in avoiding any future concurrence of intersectional discrimination or even vilification?
The first step is actually to call it out, and that's what this research is starting to do. We need people to tell their stories, to saying, look, this is what it's like, because particularly with ableism, it's not something that's spoken of, but what we're hearing is people telling their stories, and it's supported by the statistical data to saying this form of discrimination, ableist form of discrimination, is having an impact on the quality of life, health and wellbeing. For Aboriginal people with disability, it's a factor in all people with disability, but it's accentuated if you're Aboriginal as well. And I think the first step is to sort of expose this as an issue and put this evidence in front of people's service providers and saying, this is something we need to address. And I think that's where we're at the moment.
Scott Avery, senior lecturer in social work and community welfare at Western Sydney University's School of Social Sciences, speaking with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.